Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
New car? No problem, because the Bank of Ease is also the bank of great wheels. Like it? Own it. Drive it. With a deal on wheels from Republic Bank, we've got it all. Quick and easy approvals. Reduced equity from as low as 15%. Reduced interest rates from 6.5%. Up to 5 years repayment terms. Now's the best time to get that car, because the green light is within sight. At
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Hey, Scratch players, it's here. Our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes, for only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So buy a ticket today, and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Try composting and help to reduce waste. Compost is highly nutrient-rich and suitable for use in your garden. You can have a compost heap or bin in your backyard to throw your fruits and vegetable peels, eggshells, and tea bags. This ultimately helps to reduce the amount of waste reaching the landfill. Together, we can pick it up, Guyana.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank, constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality, with services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship. Lot 1, La Penitence, Georgetown. Telephone 226-8120.
In our last episode, Coretta complained to Sunny that persons were dumping garbage across the street where she lived. Patsy turned up, and she too complained about the dumping of garbage. An angry Shelley arrived, and she and Coretta fought, with Coretta being knocked out. Catalina told Myrtle that she would try and contact Alexis's father, as they were not hearing from her. She told Myrtle not to return the check from Simon. Right now, there is a cleanup exercise in Murundoy.
Sunny, is the Coretta send Shelley with you?
No, Patsy.
I hope she arrived. She probably hiding because she's shame.
I just sorry that it happened at my shop. Anyway, that is not why we come out here for today.
You're right, bye.
Morning, Sunny. Morning, Sister Patsy.
Morning, Eunice.
Morning, child.
Well, I didn't expect to see so many people out here helping to clear these dumps.
When you offer people a reward, this is what has happened.
But you see, there's a thing, Sunny. There's where you don't want to encourage. Every time we got to clean up this place, you're going to offer them hampers from your shop. Keeping this village clean is all a wee business. And you really shouldn't be having to bribe the people.
I hear what you're saying, Patsy. But you see, there's one of we major problems. Getting people to come out and participate. Getting people to pay attention to the local authorities. If them ain't got no incentive, people don't want to do nothing.
Well, yes, that's true for most people.
So the two y'all gonna be giving people things every time y'all need them to participate in doing something for their own community?
Well, no.
Nah.
Oh, cause I would have want to know if it's y'all named Santa Claus.
All right, Patsy, all right.
Look, we need to address the people. Sonny, you gonna do it or you want I do it?
You go ahead, you.
By the way, is with Mr. Carr today? He shouldn't be out here?
He not well.
Well, Every time you ask about he these days, he ain't well. It's what a miserable one Lucille do to you.
Sister Patsy, maybe it's just old age.
All right, Eunice, make the announcement.
Nobody asks you nothing.
Listen up, everybody. We want to thank you all for coming out this morning. It's really encouraging to see so many of you out here, and it assures me that you are willing to work hand in hand with the village council.
Yeah.
It is unfortunate that after all the work we have done to educate people about waste management, that this is where we are again. I would like to encourage you all to dispose of your garbage properly.
Yes, and if I may butt in, if you see someone dumping, feel free to report them to the village council and we will take action.
Yes, we're getting serious this year.
And we have discussed finding anyone who is found dumping.
Lovely. Yes.
And remember too, it is your responsibility to keep your personal surroundings clean. One person might be keeping their space clean, but if there is another person next door who doesn't care, we still have the mosquitoes, still have the clogged drains, still have the animals dragging garbage around the village.
In other words, what you mean, y'all don't be nasty. Patsy, why don't you just leave me alone?
Ignatius, I just asking you if Shelly all right.
Shelly is fine.
Well, after the licking she put in Coretta.
Both of them need to calm down.
But it's you cause this. It's you make them wife and mistress.
Look, I don't know what Coretta stole you, but she is not my mistress.
So what is it? You're just sleeping with she?
I am doing no such thing.
Ignatius, you could bring her to any other one. Any other but not me. Oh, it's a new year, 2019. You ain't gonna change your dirty ways.
You know what, Patsy? I came out here to help clean these dumps, not to talk to you about my personal life.
May I suggest something?
No.
Here's why I feel you should do it.
You heard me say no, right?
Or be quiet. You can talk and clean same time.
I don't know how am I able with you. I pity you.
Hello. Listen, Howard is a lovely, kind, and understanding man. And he loves me.
Something must be wrong with you.
Anyways, Ignatius, don't try to change the subject. We're talking about you and your women.
Here we go.
I really feel you should sit these two women down and have a mature conversation with them. These is modern times, and people just hardly look down on a man who got a wife and a mistress. And it's not like it is hiding in this village. Everybody know that Shelly is your wife, and Coretta is your side piece.
Patsy!
Plus, a nobody doggy girl you got in tongue who got about 10 children.
Like you're a walking telegram.
Bother with how I just get my information. What I'm saying is this. The doggy girl in tongue can stay by herself since she and a maroon die picking no story with your wife.
It's best I'd stay home this morning.
However, Shelly and Coretta are in the same village and you need to keep that under control. Poor Sonny. They nearly broke up the mansion.
Well.
Al Coretta blew Andy's exposed for the whole world to see. This time, she pulled off Shelly way.
Wow.
Anyway, I ain't gonna lie, Shelly could fight. Coretta learned her lesson well and proper.
Sometimes I wonder what I have done wrong.
You got to wonder that?
I take that back.
You is the man that got women fighting over you. And you is wondering what you did wrong? You is the same man who used to treat Catalina like a dog. You is the same man who did there with the woman and Shadato. The same man who did there with two best friends and marry one of them, Ignatius.
Patsy, this is not funny anymore. Desist from speaking to me.
Oh, Ignatius, you ain't gonna done? Tell me though, is how you got the energy to satisfy all these women? Shelly look like she don't leave you alone. Well, don't bother with Coretta. She look like when cat get wet. I don't know how man still find is she attractive. She look like she would take whatever she get, whenever she get it. That is why she haunt you all this time.
Hi guys, everything going okay over here?
Thank you for saving me, Eunice. I will go and have a word with Sonny.
Is what with Ignatius?
Girl,
It's so when you tell people the truth and they don't want to hear it.
At his age and looking like that, he got woman fighting over he. Which day you could see Sister Patsy fighting another woman over a man? Me? Which day though?
Instead, I will tell them, let's all have a menage a trois.
You didn't know I could speak French, eh?
Sister Patsy, don't let people hear you. They got children out here helping to clear these dumps.
I sound intelligent, no? Girl, I just pick up and do things along the way.
Please continue doing your part. I am going back to the people working over there.
Adios!
Sister Myrtle, how is it going?
Oh, hi, Ignatius.
Why did you come out here this morning? Let the young people clean up this place, man.
Oh, it's nothing to me, Ignatius. I quite enjoy helping out with the village activities.
I don't see why, but okay.
Oh, yes. It helps to keep me young at heart.
Wait. You mean to tell me someone dumped this here?
What is it?
Oh, you don't worry about that, Miss Myrtle.
An adult toy? Oh, my gosh.
Miss Myrtle, you know about these things?
I have been alive longer than you, Ignatius. I know a thing or two.
My apologies, my dear.
It must be broken.
Well, I figure that's the only reason they were dumping.
Oh, no.
What is it?
He's heading straight in this direction.
Oh, Simon.
Good morning, my fellow villagers.
Morning.
I am surprised you're not a part of this dump, since that is where you belong.
Oh, Ignatius. A little juvenile, don't you think?
For you? Now.
Come on, gentlemen. There is no need for a quarrel. Remember, children are watching.
I am good, Miss Myrtle.
And so am I. A man, especially one who can't control his woman, should not have much to say to a man who can't.
Woman? You have that?
You on a roll this morning, sir.
Gentlemen. Everything all right over here?
Mr. Village Chairman, I must commend you on this activity you are hosting here this morning.
You came to help?
No, I just came to observe. See if I can come up with any ideas that would make this work easy.
I see.
I mean, it's all very dirty. People having to pick up all this garbage.
Well, as you can see, we made sure that everyone is wearing protective gear. Gloves and proper shoes.
Yes, I notice. Still, I'd rather just stand and observe.
Still have those delusions about being village chairman?
I thought that was you.
All right, gentlemen. Behave. This activity is also to show unity among us villagers.
As it should be.
My good sonny.
And you don't have to worry about me getting my hands dirty with the good sir here. Not how I heard his wife behave the other morning. Fighting at your shop.
You know what? We're not going to do this today. Simon is talking about my wife. Off limits.
All right, gentlemen.
Yes, y'all need to get it together, man. Come on.
I believe the deputy chairperson is trying to get your attention, sir.
Oh, Unique? Come in there. Y'all, please.
I tell you, I good son.
Mortal, watch them for me.
I will definitely keep an eye.
Oh, there's no need for that. I'm about to.
I don't know why you came in the first place.
You know, it would be interesting if your wife learns about that mother of nations you're seeing in town.
Is that a threat, Simon?
I'm just saying it would be interesting. I mean, she's already fighting nobodies like Coretta. What would she do if she saw that vixen?
If I were you, Simon, I would keep my mouth shut and my eyes open.
Is that a threat?
Gentlemen.
I don't make threats. All I'm saying is mouth shut and eyes open. You're going to get what's coming to you.
Maybe your wife will come to me.
I told you, keep my wife's name out of your mouth.
Oh, no, Ignatius. Goodness. Ignatius, it's not worth it.
Have a good day, you people. Clean the dump.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Ghana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.